Dreaming of Sunshine by Silver Queen. Chapter 80. It's more humane to cure your enemies than to kill them. Hugh Mann. So this is it, huh? Naruto said as we curved around the pass that led to Station 1, the first town into the Land of Stone. The path in front of us curved and wiggled down the steep mountainside, but the village was cradled in a flat valley spread out before us.
It looks pretty rough,
I hummed. We should probably check and see if Gosu and Kugi has been spotted in the area. Start with the hotels, maybe check out the bars and food markets, and maybe ask the local police if there have been any recent incidents. If he's not worried about keeping his head down, then he might have stolen something here too. It wasn't entirely sure what kind of lead Tsunade had had that pointed here. It didn't say in the scroll, only that it was likely.
Okay, Naruto nodded determinedly. Then he stopped and turned to his other side. What do you think, Sai?
Sai blinked.
I concur with this plan of action.
Great!
Naruto clapped him on the shoulder with great enthusiasm. It was maybe a little overdone, but not exactly false cheerfulness. Bullheaded, stubborn cheerfulness, like the rest of his smiles, but not false. Naruto, it seemed, had not just accepted Sai as a pale, slightly weird fellow ninja, but distinctly decided that he was a friend. A friend in need of a perpetual cheering squad, constant prodding and persistence, but a friend nonetheless. He's going to feel so betrayed. I looked down at the town below us, pretending to examine it. If I said anything, Naruto would never let it lie. He would confront it, confront Sai, immediately. Hey, I said, throwing a teasing smirk at the boys. First one to the village gets to pick where we stay tonight. I stepped off the edge of the path and fell. Oh shit, why did I think this was a good idea? No, I wasn't falling. I anchored myself to the rock with just enough chakra to skim over the rock, like snowboarding without the board. Or snow. Naruto shouted behind me, and a glance over my shoulder told me that he was imitating me, chakra glowing blue around his ankles and throwing up a mess of dust. I grinned, adrenaline burst fading from mind-numbing terror to pleasant thrill, and slid my stance out so that it was really like I was snowboarding. I picked up speed, wind whipping through my hair as I careened down a nearly 70-degree slope. Then Sai plunged past me, not slipping down the mountain, just falling. I nearly leapt out to catch him, but noticed, last second, that he had a scroll out and was drawing on it in freefall. A huge bird burst out of the page, swept underneath him, and delivered him lightly to the ground. I increased the chakra in my feet as we neared the ground, bracing my legs against the increased stress and slowing as my speed. At the last minute, I jumped off, flipping and hitting the ground, rolling to bleed off the rest of it, before popping to my feet. I laughed, exhilarated, and threw my arm around Sai's shoulder.
Hurry up, Slowpoke! I shouted at Naruto. Do we have to wait for you all day?
He crashed into the ground moments later, landing a little gracelessly on hands and knees, but unharmed.
Hey, you're both cheaters!
I poked my tongue at him. I can't hear you over the sound of how long you took. Naruto puffed out his cheeks.
You lost too. Serves you right for cheating first.
Sai shifted a little awkwardly beside me. Clearly too much contact. I dropped my arm and stepped away, turning to head for the village. We headed to the main hotel first, mostly because it was the most obvious building in the main street. It looked like the ground floor was a bar instead of a reception area, so it was probably an important locale to check out.
What's that? Naruto asked, puzzled,
as we stopped at the huge notice board right next to the front of the doors.
There's a picture of Gosu and Kugi.
A bounty posting, Sai said. Land of Stone doesn't have a ninja village, I explained to Naruto as he continued to look confused. So when there's a criminal who has evaded the local police, they can't easily hire a ninja to bring him in. Instead, they just put up a bounty, and whoever finds him and turns him in can claim the reward. Kinda like a bingo book. It wasn't exactly so straightforward. For one, plenty of other countries did bounties as well, and not always only on criminals. There were plenty of ninja that had money on their heads. Asuma Sensei, for one, had a bounty of 35 million ryo or something. And bingo books were more like warnings than bounty postings.
Oh, Naruto said. So there might already be a lot of people looking for him, right? So they'd be able to tell us where to find him.
They wouldn't tell us, Sai countered, because they wish to claim his bounty themselves. They might even hinder us in our mission. He smiled. I ignored the out-of-place expression. It's a possibility, I allowed, but not particularly worrying. Gosun Kugi might be trying harder to hide if he knows so many people are looking for him, though.
We'll find him, Naruto said, completely unworried.
He turned away from the bounty board and pushed his way inside. I shrugged and followed him. The inside was... okay, not just a bar. I was going to call it a saloon. I had noted the architecture of the town seemed to be not just Western, but Old West. But this was really getting ridiculous. Naruto made a beeline for the counter and bartender, but Sai and I, with surprising synchrony, flared out behind him and scanned the room. For being mid-afternoon, there were a surprising number of people in here. A group of men playing cards at a round table, a couple drinking quietly, two separate men with cloaks and hats pulled low over their faces in the corners. Not suspicious at all. Right.
Hey, old man, Naruto said, amicably enough to the bartender. We were hoping you could answer some questions.
It was a toss-up whether it was the greeting or if the guy just had a naturally surly disposition. He glared.
If you ain't buying anything, then beat it.
Naruto slid onto a bar stool.
We're looking for this guy, he said, putting the picture of Gosun Kugi down on the bar. Has he been here? Ha, the barkeep said, leaning back and crossing his arms. He didn't even look at the picture. You think you're a bounty hunter, kid? You've got no idea. Get the hell out of here and you might even survive.
Since Naruto was facing the bar, I turned around, leaning casually against it and facing the rest of the room. Naruto scoffed.
You're the one who has no idea, he said, slapping his hand down on the bar. Have you seen him or not? I wouldn't tell you even if I had, the bartender said.
One of the guys playing cards put down his hand.
What's this? A bunch of kids think they can be bounty hunters? What a joke. But you know, I'm a nice guy. I'll give you some advice, if you pay me.
I eyed him. Somehow, I didn't believe that the advice would be worth the money. Information first, money after, I said. We'll pay what it's worth.
Oh yeah? Naruto said eagerly. He turned around. What is it? Don't get messed up.
The guy lunged forward, huge steps clearing the ground between the table and the bar.
And things that don't involve. He swung, one meaty fist heading on a collision course for Naruto's head. You.
Naruto caught it, barely shifting in his seat.
That's pretty crappy advice, you know, he said, frowning.
The rest of the guys at the table stood, dropping their cards. A couple of the chairs clattered to the ground in the rush. The man at the right back corner of the room twitched, arms shifting underneath the poncho cloak that covered him. Reaching for a weapon, no doubt. Manaka Michizo, Sai said suddenly. He smiled. Your picture was on the bounty board outside. 50,000 ryo, was it? About the same as a D-rank mission, or a low C-rank if you wanted to be generous. He might have been dangerous. All the people in the room were carrying knives or machetes or even rough swords, but he wasn't anywhere near the league of a ninja, even a genin. It was clear that no one in the room was, because not a single person had looked down to notice that the shadows on the floor were darker than they should be. I was confident, but I wasn't stupid. Only small time, Sai concluded.
What'd you say? Manaka roared, pulling back to turn on Sai.
He stalled as his fist failed to budge in Naruto's grip.
So you're a crook too, huh? Naruto said contemplatively. What'd you do?
Manaka didn't answer, arm muscles bulging as he tried to wrench his fist out of the lazy grip Naruto had on it.
"Cattle rustling," said the man in the corner, tilting his wide-brimmed hat back a fraction to reveal a face cut with scars.
So far, he'd seemed perfectly at ease with the brewing fight, not even moving for his weapon.
"And some petty thievery. He also has a habit of getting into bar brawls, but that ain't even considered a crime around these parts."
Of all the people in the room, I would have put him as the most dangerous. Apart from us.
"Let me you go, you little brat," one of Minaka's friends snarled, drawing a machete out of his belt.
The blade was rough, and I suspected it was used a lot more for actually chopping wood and things than it was for fighting. A tool, not a weapon.
"No fighting in here," the barkeep shouted a little frantically. "Take it outside."
"There won't be any fighting, will there, pal?" our informant said, directing it towards the man with the weapon.
"You bet there will, pal," the man snarled back.
The man with the hat moved. He had some respectable speed, slipping around the table and using the hilt of his... Oh, yes, he had an actual sword to knock the man out. An equally quick blow to the sternum took out his neighbor, and the third man fell in quick succession. Naruto twisted the hand he was holding, forcing Minaka down into a very simple arm lock in an effort to avoid having it dislocated.
"There you are, sir," the man said, tilting his hat at the barkeep. "No fighting."
I laughed. Suspicious, but funny.
"How about we drop these guys off at the sheriff's?" he continued, turning to us. "I don't think you're gonna get any answers here."
Naruto shrugged.
"Sure thing, old guy. You're pretty quick on your feet."
I stepped behind him, like I was just pushing off the bar. When my hands were out of sight, I twisted them into the rat seal. Shadow possession complete. "To the sheriff's," I said, and took another step forward. The three unconscious men got to their feet. Naruto let Minaka go, turning to pick up the photo he'd slapped on the counter, and the crook followed my movements. I walked out the door. It took a little bit of quick stepping and spatial awareness to get all four of them outside without crashing anyone into a wall, but it wasn't exactly complicated. Okay, so there wasn't really any need for the drama, or to hide that we were ninja or anything, but the wide eyes of the rest of the bar had been pretty damn gratifying. And it wasn't like I wanted to carry them or anything. This was just easier.
"That's a neat trick you got there," the man with the hat said, a little weakly. "The sheriff's this way."
"Who are you, anyway?" Naruto asked. "Why'd you step in like that?"
"The name is Sazanami," the man said. "I'm a bounty hunter. I remember what it was like when I was starting out, so I thought I should give you a hand. I guess you didn't need it, though."
Even from beneath the hat, I could see the apprehensive glance he gave the four men walking under my power. Naruto laughed, folding his hands behind his head.
"We're not really bounty hunters," he explained. "We're ninja from Konoha, but we were looking for this one guy, so I guess you could say we're temporary bounty hunters."
"Ninja, huh?" Sazanami said. "I've met a few before, but none who weren't old enough to shave." He ran a thumb over his own chin. "But I guess that makes sense. If you were bounty hunters, you know that wasn't really the way to go about asking. Crime makes for a pretty insular community. They don't really like to share things with strangers."
Surprisingly, Naruto's straightforward way of asking things seemed to work more often than it didn't, in situations where it probably shouldn't. It wasn't the way I would have gone about it, for sure, but it wasn't a bad tactic to take either. And it was a good gauge of the town and what we had to work with.
"So you have seen this guy?" Naruto asked. "His name is Gosen Kugi." "Oh, there's the sheriff's office," Sazanami said, in one of the worst deflections ever.
I resisted the urge to roll my eyes and walked the posse inside. "Minaka Michizo and companions," I announced to the poor stunned sheriff, who probably wasn't used to criminals walking into his office. I let the shadow possession fade, and three of them collapsed to the ground. Minaka took a step back, as if to try to escape,
then toppled over with Naruto's foot planted firmly on his back. Sazanami slipped inside, stepped around the pile of bodies, and handed the guy a flyer.
"They're here to collect the bounty."
Right, the sheriff agreed weakly.
"I see."
The process was a little interesting, but took way too long. Konoha was much more efficient at handling prisoners.
"You should take it," Naruto said fairly. "You did most of the work."
He held the envelope of cash out to Sazanami. The bounty hunter shrugged.
"It's fine. I wouldn't feel right taking money from kids, even if you are a ninja. Besides, I've had a pretty good run lately."
"So, Gosen Kugi," I prompted, to see Sazanami's eyes flicker to the side.
"That's a dangerous man," Sazanami said. "You might have been able to handle thugs like Manaka, but Gosen Kugi is a whole different league."
The warning was useless. A bounty hunter like Sazanami had no idea what kind of strength a ninja had, and unless Gosen Kugi turned out to be a secret member of Akatsuki, I was pretty sure he was not, or otherwise a missing ninja, or so on, then we could handle it.
"He's an unrepentant murderer," Sazanami continued. "He's killed dozens of people just for the sake of robbing their corpses. He even killed an innocent family just for the chance to steal some money."
I tilted my head to the side. "Interesting."
"Did you know them?"
Naruto asked, also homing in on that line. He had a sense of what was important to people. Sazanami blinked.
"What makes you say that?" he asked, caught off guard.
Naruto shrugged.
"I don't know. It just seems like you did.
Because why mention the family? If there were dozens of people, what made the family stand out above the rest? If he was doing it to scare us, then he would mention the most horrifying, or the one that involved people most similar to us. Mention kids, or the fates of the bounty hunters that had come after him before, or the way he always escaped."
Sazanami sighed. "Not well enough," he said, pulling his hat low and shading his face. "Look, kids, I'm also looking for Gosen Kugi to bring him to justice. I don't want you getting in my way out there. You should just go home."
Naruto glared and crossed his arms.
"Well, maybe we don't want you getting in our way," he shot back. "This is our mission, and we're not gonna quit."
Sazanami smirked, slightly mockingly.
"Well then," he said, "I guess that's it. May the best man win."
He turned and strode away. I narrowed my eyes at his retreating back. "Naruto, spider." Naruto nodded, a puff of smoke forming into a spider over his hand. He flicked it towards the bounty hunter, a small black spot sailing unnoticeably through the air. Sazanami never detected the bug clinging to his back. That was one lead available to us. "Shall we continue searching?" I asked. Sai decided, using the winner prize from this morning at much prodding from the rest of us, that we were camping out tonight. Given that there was a town right there, it was a little bit of an odd choice. But then, I wasn't entirely confident the hotels would be bedbug-free either.
"Are you worried that we have not found a lead yet?" Sai asked as we set out camp.
"Nah," Naruto said, shrugging. "There's plenty more places to look. Besides, Sazanami seemed pretty certain that he was in the area."
He hadn't said as much, but he'd admitted to be looking for the guy, and if he was as good as what he did as what he seemed to be, then that was a big hint in and of itself. "Even if he's not in this town," I said, "there are a few more we can check out before we start to worry, unless he heads north into Land of Rock." I shrugged. Whether or not we followed him then would depend on the circumstances. Unless we had a strong lead, it probably wouldn't be worth risking running into rock shinobi on their own turf.
"I see."
Sai looked pensive, then smiled. It was even more forced than his normal look, and that was saying something.
"You would not be concerned if he headed south. The Land of Wind is familiar to you."
"Sure," Naruto said. "We were there a little while ago."
I leant back, hands flat on the ground, and watched. What is it, Sai? I have heard about that mission. Naruto chuckled. Well, I guess it was a big thing, he said awkwardly.
An S-rank mission is very impressive, Sai prompted. Can you tell me about it?
Is that what you're after?
Sure, Danzo had been interested in the Gel-El, had mistakenly called it a weapon, but he didn't think that Naruto would spill classified information, did he? If that meeting in the Hokage's office had truly gone through, then maybe not here, not in the field, to someone who shouldn't know.
Well, some of it is classified, Naruto demurred. But when we were in the Land of Rivers,
he started to spin the non-classified parts into a story, seeming gratified at the way Sai was drinking it in. I kept a careful ear on just how much detail was being shared, but there was no point that I felt the need to step in and silence him.
Or is the story a bonus? Are you after Naruto?
Not wholly or completely. Naruto couldn't vanish without a lot of questions being raised, but if he was wondering if Naruto could be controlled...
Too much speculation. I didn't know.
And now there's a forest there, and stuff, Naruto finished, scratching his neck. It's not a desert anymore.
That part didn't make any sense if you didn't know about the Gel-El or the natural energy, but those parts of the tale were classified.
A forest? Sai asked. It was created? Like water release?
The first Hokage's ability?
Naruto frowned.
A little bit, I guess. I don't really know. They weren't Hashirama trees, though, if that's what you're asking.
That was an excellent assumption, even if it was completely and utterly wrong. It would be interesting if there were people out there with the first Hokage's blood limit, wouldn't it? I mused out loud. If Sai really was reporting in to Danzo about this, then a little misdirect like this wouldn't hurt. The further from the truth he was, the better. And it wasn't like there were any mysterious Senju-like figures for him to find, even if he did start searching.
Yeah, Naruto grinned. That would be pretty cool. I bet they'd be really strong.
I see, Sai said, almost pensively. That is very interesting. We set a watch, but I slept lightly anyway. I didn't entirely trust Sai to take his without incident. Oh, I didn't think he would let us be attacked. But he could get up to do a lot of things while the rest of us were unaware. Therefore, I was awake when Naruto searched out of bed.
Sazanami found him, Naruto blurted out, getting his legs tangled in the sleeping roll and nearly falling over.
He hopped impatiently and shook them away. I slid out of bed with a little more grace.
Where?
Not far, Naruto said, squinting into the night. There's a valley to the west of the town. I rolled my sleeping roll up, quickly and efficiently, and sealed it away. Sai was moving too, packing up his gear, and we dismantled the campfire and buried the ashes.
Here, take these, I said, pulling three square tags out of my pouch. They, LEDs, lights, channel chakra into them and they'll work.
They were stronger than the version that I used in my other seal, but not much more than a good light bulb. The need to constantly channel chakra was both an upside and downside. You'd have to keep concentrating on it, but we could stop and start it easily at will, which could come in handy in some situations, like if we needed to sneak up on a fight in progress.
A torch, Naruto nodded.
He held it uncertainly for a minute before grinning and tucking it into the front of his headband. He had to concentrate, but after a second, the light blinked on. I turned my eyes away.
Geez, ruin my night vision, why don't you?
But it wasn't a bad idea. It kept his hands free and provided good light, as long as he could keep it going. Maybe I could affix the seal to his actual headband in the future. We followed his lead to the fight, but it was well over by the time we got there. The valley was a narrow channel, maybe a dried-out riverbed with high walls on either side. It was almost the perfect spot for an ambush. I wondered who had ambushed who, because it was clear that there had been a fight. There were senbon, no nails, so that was where the nickname came from, scattered over the ground, and Sazanami's sword lay forlornly discarded. Sai knelt to examine the footprints in the ground, but Naruto beckoned me to the side.
Spider used a replacement jutsu to get him out of the way, he said, but he still got pretty hurt. Show me, I ordered, taking mental stock of what was in my medical kit. I slapped my LED onto my forehead and used chakra to both stick it there and light it up. Naruto scaled the wall easily, taking me to an outcropping that had been hidden from view from below. Sazanami was flat on his back, breathing shakily and in obvious pain, but it wasn't as bad as it first looked. He obviously managed to block or deflect whatever was aimed at vital points, and I was confident that I could treat the rest. I'd had practice. Nails weren't too different from Senbon, even if Haku hadn't aimed his with intent to kill. I didn't give Spider a lot of chakra, Naruto said, sounding almost upset. It sent the memories, but then it didn't have enough to fight. You got him out, I said, as calmly and confidently as I could. He's fine. I can heal him. And then we'll go after Gosen Kugi. That man, Naruto clenched his fist. He's a real nasty piece of work. We'll go after him, I repeated. I laid a glowing green hand on Sazanami's forehead, sending my chakra to measure the damage and numb the pain. Go help Sai, okay? See if there are any clues down below. I didn't exactly want Sai and Naruto off alone together, but Naruto was upset, and this wasn't exactly going to be pretty. Grimly, I took hold of the first nail and pulled it out. It squelched. There's a group of five traveling west, Sai remarked, landing on the ledge behind me. It wasn't a big space, and with four of us there, it was getting crowded. They're undoubtedly heading to Station 2. We can catch them before they arrive. He looked unconcerned with everything that had happened tonight. I didn't really expect anything else from him. Naruto nodded, almost absently. Is Sazanami awake? He asked me, peering over my shoulder. Oh, hey! Are you okay? Sazanami stopped staring at my glowing hands, finally, and gave him a shaky nod.
I am. How did you get here?
Naruto grinned sheepishly.
Well, he dragged out. You see?
You were our best lead on Gosen Kugi, I said softly, which was the truth, but not the whole truth. Hal was a little tidbit I wanted to keep under wraps.
He kicked your ass pretty bad, Naruto said with utter bluntness.
I nearly cringed.
Why is it so important for you to catch him?
Sazanami took a deep breath.
Well, I guess I owe you an explanation, he said reluctantly.
I finished healing the last of his injuries and sat back. Medical jutsu weren't incredibly chakra-intensive by nature, but there had been a lot of small injuries and it had taken me a long time. So it had used a fair portion. I could still fight, but I'd have to watch it.
Years ago, Sazanami started, I was a swordsmith.
He touched the handle of the sword that Naruto had retrieved for him.
I lived in a small village, but people would travel fair distances so that I would forge a weapon for them. I think some of them were even ninja, but they rarely said anything about it. It was a good life. He sighed. It was the day of the festival. I was delivering a sword to a customer when I walked past a house that had its doors left wide open. I thought it was a little unusual, so I stopped to see what was happening. I fought him, he said, but it was far too late. The family was dead, and I was no match for him. He escaped.
Gosen Kugi, Naruto confirmed. Sazanami nodded.
I told everyone what had happened, but they didn't believe me. They said I was the only person not at the festival, and I was carrying a weapon. They wouldn't listen to reason. I ran, he admitted. Became a fugitive. I swore that I would bring Gosen Kugi to justice, so that they would know the truth.
Running might not have helped him much, I thought, in appearing innocent. But that would depend on which country he had been in, and what the justice process was like there. I couldn't make that judgment.
So you became a bounty hunter to clear your name, Naruto concluded. That's why it's so important to you.
This is irrelevant to our mission, Sai interrupted. We should begin our pursuit of the criminal.
It will become more difficult if he reaches the next station.
Naruto nodded firmly.
Right, we should go. He raced through a set of hand seals. Summoning Jutsu, Gamonori!
Naruto, I protested, leaping up to stand on the wall.
Careful!
Gamonori was only small when you compared him to the other summons of the Toad Contract. He was big enough to ride, and the toad that Naruto frequently summoned when he wanted to do so.
Hey, the toad said, not seeming at all to mind that he was being summoned in an awkward locale. You need a ride?
Not me, but Sazanami does, Naruto explained, jerking a thumb over his shoulder. He got kind of beat up, but we need to move fast, okay?
The toad shrugged, which looked odd on an amphibian.
You're the boss, he deferred.
Sazanami appeared to decide he had been shocked enough for one night, and gamely raised one hand to lift his hat.
Pleasure to meet you.
Sai was almost frowning.
Why did you do that?
Naruto blinked.
Well, if we have to move fast, then he's not going to be able to keep up with us, he said logically. But Gamonori can.
We don't have to bring him with us. We know where Gosen-Kugi is, Sai pointed out. I wouldn't quite have called it arguing, but there was some definite tension there.
We have to clear his name, Naruto said, as though it had already been decided.
In his mind, it probably had.
So of course he has to be there with us.
That wasn't our mission, Sai said. He glanced at me, frustrated, clearly hoping I would intervene.
The two are not entirely mutually exclusive, I said calmly.
True, it would be much more difficult, but not impossible.
Sazanami's reasoning was not a bad one, and, okay, I really wanted to see how Sai reacted to something off-script like this.
It's pointless, he said. We should focus on our mission.
This is our mission, Naruto argued, crossing his arms. It's all the same in the end. We just have to catch Gosen-Kugi.
You can't change the mission.
Poor Sai. He sounded so bewildered, in a flat, monotone way.
I'm not changing the mission, Naruto denied. I'm making a field command decision, based on new information, to
update our objectives, I supplied. To ensure that all loose ends are appropriately dealt with, and will cause no further issues?
That, Naruto agreed with a nod.
The Hokage won't like it, Sai said,
and now I knew his arguments were becoming desperate. I wondered what he'd have been about to say first, before he changed it.
Why not? Naruto asked, honestly puzzled.
To be fair, he had brought home at least two borderline enemy ninja to the village and had them folded in. This wouldn't even rate on the list of things he thought Tsunade would be upset about.
I don't think she'll mind as much as you suspect, I said dryly. And anyway, she's too far away to ask. That's why shinobi are authorized to make field decisions. You're a chunin. Surely you've had a mission where you had to make a judgment call.
Sai withdrew. There was no other word for it.
Maybe the last question had been going too far. I doubted he ever had been able to make a judgment call in the field. Not truly. Not without it being exactly what Danzo would have wanted anyway.
Poor kid.
Let's go, Naruto said impatiently when Sai didn't argue anymore. We need to catch this guy.
We headed out, running down the wall and following the curve of the pathway towards the next town. Gamonori kept pace with us easily, landing in surprisingly quiet thumps for such a large creature. Honestly, some part of me expected Gosen-Kugi to lose us or to reach the next town. It just seemed like a thing that would happen. But he was a man traveling on foot, who expected to have a whole night to get where he was going. And we were ninja on a mission.
I sense him, I breathed. We slid to a halt.
There's five men, I said, concentrating. One of them has moderate chakra levels, the others are no higher than civilians. I'd pick that the one with chakra was Gosen-Kugi, and that his rapid-firing nails were some kind of jutsu. We'd have to watch out for that.
Okay, Shikako, you go right. Sai, you go left. I'll jump down and get him.
It was a very simple plan. Basic pincer movement, with Naruto providing a head-on attack and distraction.
but simple wasn't bad. Sazanami slid down off the toad.
Wait, I can help.
Naruto grinned a little feral.
Nah, don't worry. We got this.
I nodded to him, then split off to circle around, sensing Sai do the same in the other direction. The sun wasn't up yet, but if I could get into position and get some light going, they still wouldn't be able to evade my shadows.
Hey, Gosun Kugi!
Naruto shouted, voice breaking the dark stillness of the air like a glass shattering on the ground.
I've got something to say to you!
I rolled my eyes. He couldn't have waited another minute, could he? I cut my wide circle short, instead aiming for a rocky outcropping closer to the group. I was close enough to hear the low mutter of, "So who is this brat?" And I crouched down, pressing my hand to the rock, and setting a seal just in case.
You're under arrest, Naruto shouted down at the group, for being a thief, and for hurting my friend.
He was standing out in full view, silhouetted against the moon. He couldn't have made himself a better target if he tried.
Ah, of course. I don't have time to waste on the likes of you, Gosun Kuki said, utterly dismissive.
He took a single nail out of his pocket and flicked it to the ground.
Torpedo nails!
It seemed to be a derivative of the shadow clone kunai jutsu, multiplying one into a storm of many. I wondered if Gosun Kugi had had ninja training, but that wasn't the sort of thing that would be left out of our mission briefing. If he had, then it was well buried. He wasn't a missing nin. Chakra and related skills weren't entirely the province of ninja, no matter what we might have liked to think. Jaco hadn't been a ninja either, and he'd still got us into trouble with that sticky chakra of his. The nail soared towards Naruto, a lethal net of spikes. He burst into smoke. The real Naruto dropped down from above, just like he said he would, and landed feet first on Gosun Kugi's face. Lightning release, radiating shockwave, I called, because it was a good area of effect jutsu. It struck the four accomplices, arching along the metal swords they carried and making them drop. Then Sai's ink beasts were on them, and they were out of the fight. All in all, it had taken about a second. It was probably the easiest fight I had ever been in. I waited for another beat, just to make sure that there was no last-minute save and retaliation, and they weren't faking us out, and then scuffed a foot over my seal and canceled it. Naruto was frowning down at the criminals. He looked up at me and scratched his neck.
Was that it?
He asked, sounding honestly a little puzzled. He nudged the unconscious body with his foot. I shrugged.
I guess so.
Sai faded into sight.
Target's nullified, Taicho, he said stiffly.
Naruto looked around once more, still seeming disappointed.
Right. Well, okay. Let's get these guys to the sheriff.